Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to call the scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hee hee! King Shaziz the Turtle! I rise for King Shaziz the Turtle and the Knights of the Round Table!
Awing, 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 awing
something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me
made pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. A lot of the knights are out mowing grass and enjoying the weather and life and such. And so with that said, for the moment, it's just going to be me until somebody wakes up, gets out of bed, and all that kind of stuff. So I hope that everybody's doing well out there. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in this world, and tell you what, it's an overwhelming task just to do what it is that we do on all these networks out here. I am trying to get out of a doggone chat room that some knucklehead keeps posting me in there. Anyway. So, I posted a link over in the Shaziz radio chat room and over at the Awake radio chat room of a couple different individuals. One, Ryan Abrams over there, he's doing some amazing work with Slayer Exciters, and new friend I found out here in the alternative energy community, Matt, posted a link to his video over there. He's also doing some amazing work and trying to get some of the individuals in the alternative energy community to come on and have some conversations about stuff. We got a lot of friends from the Mad Science Group and all the different alternative energy communities up there that come around, and we talk about all kinds of stuff. Yesterday we were talking about static motors and such, and everybody out there knows my view on alternative energy, free energy. You know, if you can't find free energy, you're just simply not looking hard enough. This system that we find ourselves in, it's just, what can I say? It's something else. Doggone it. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to get rid of a few things over here on this dang Skype. It's just, I got a knucklehead out there trying to monkey with my deal there. Do-do-do-do. Alrighty. There we go. Good as new. Alright, gone. That problem solved. Alright, apologize for that. Did that live on air. Just blocked an individual and removed from contact. So I'm not into all that foul-mouthed stuff, you know? You know, this world's bad enough, let alone having to deal with knuckleheads all the time. Trolls on your YouTube channels, people coming around using filthy language and cussing your friends and your subscribers out and all that kind of stuff. You can get your point across without using foul language, you know. Sure, I'm only human. I've gotten mad before and said a few things that probably shouldn't have said. But, you know, if you look at it, the world's already in chaos. We don't need to make it any worse. It's not necessary to throw more gasoline onto the fire. You know, I've been doing this Knights of the Round Table, I can't even remember how many years now. Quite a long time. We've had brilliant minds come from all over the globe. We've had people from Ireland to Scotland to Britain and Russia and Canada and all over the United States. We've had really brilliant individuals come together. We talked about all kinds of things, from everything from alternative medicine to alternatives to the government that's corrupt as all get out. And we've talked about the good things and the bad things. We brought to the table solutions and ideas for making this world a better place. This particular Knights of the Round Table is number 138. For those of you who haven't heard any of the podcast over there, you can jump over there, shazizradio.com, Knights Podcast. All the links are up at the top there. It's a pretty user-friendly website, basic, simple. But anyway, go back and listen to some of these folks out there. Really brilliant individuals. You know, we come together from all different races and religions and backgrounds and political views and such, and we talk about everything under the sun. And it's not just about talk, you know. It's about doing things to show people, to teach people all kinds of ideas and, you know, hope, peace, hope, and love. I said this before, there's actually a picture out there. I posted it over there in the chat room, but this picture, it just says it all, man. Even the smallest knight can make a difference. You know, you think that the things that you do aren't significant in this world. But it's about like my little example about the whole cursing incident, you know. I mean, sure, you can get on there and you can project your voice with power and everything and bleeping this and bleeping that and show your anger and frustration, but all you're doing is putting things onto the pile. You know, you're just adding to the mess. When I looked at that picture the very first time and I saw that little squirrel up there in his little suit of armor and stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, that just says it all right there. That even the little things make difference. You think that when you're driving down the road and you see somebody walking and it's cold outside or rainy and you don't stop and you just drive right along and just leave them out there in the rain, or maybe you do stop and you pick them up and you give them a ride to somewhere where it's warm. You think that doesn't make a difference, but it does. You know, some people call it the ripple effect. Some people call it the butterfly effect. Some people call it just being nice or whatever. Just out of kindness of your heart, you stop and you help a fellow brother and sister out in this world. And that does affect their life. Because that may have been the only time anybody's ever done anything decent for them, you know. Sure, a lot of people make a lot of mistakes. A lot of people end up they destroy their own lives, you know. But at the end of the day, those people are just that. They're still people. They're still people with hopes, dreams, and aspirations. And then when they fall through the cracks of society, they're still people. They still want to reach the dream, you know. Some folks just give up. Sometimes things get so bad that some folks just feel like they just don't want to even be on this planet anymore. They just want to leave. And so they take drastic measures and take their own life or something like that, you know. I wake up every morning and I look at the news and I read different things and I check all my subscriptions and my messages and stuff like that out here on the internet, trying to see what's going on in the world, what needs to be addressed. Sometimes it's really seriously overwhelming. It brings me to the point of thinking that maybe what I'm doing isn't worthwhile. Maybe this whole Knights of the Round Table or Mad Science deal, maybe it's just not worthwhile. Maybe the message isn't getting out. I know we're being heard. That's not the point. The point is that as much as we've said and done together and the times that we've spent together, the trials and tribulations we've all been through trying to get our message out to the world, and yet the world still seems to be so overwhelmingly messed up. You know, in Genesis, there's a story about a man named Abraham. And essentially, to make a long story short, there's a couple towns called Sodom and Gomorrah. And these towns were just so corrupt. There were so many things just offensive to God that was going on that God decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham had enough love in his heart, and he had people that he knew inside there, and he's like, you know, if I can go in and I can find this many good people, will you spare the city? And God agreed, all the way down to about 10, you know. Find at least 10 people in here, I'll spare it. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to find 10. You know, I look out there at this world, and I know there's a lot of lost individuals out there. And don't force my beliefs on anybody. I see a lot of lost individuals out there. I see a lot of people who are going down some really bad paths and made some really terrible choices. And in my mind, the whole God thing works for me. You know, it's a hope. It's peace. It's love. In my heart, it's my reality. There's individuals out there that get killed for their beliefs. You know, there's a lot of persecution that goes on. These days it seems to be a Christian is to be something that is taboo, you know. And that's a shame because you should be able to believe and be free of what you want to believe. You know, I've explained my view on Christianity and why I call myself a Christian but subscribe to no religion. And I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corruption. I don't dislike the government per se. It's just that I don't like that the criminals have taken charge of the governments of the world. We talked about how for at least 30 some odd years of my life, I've seen commercials on TV about children starving to death in the world. It don't take no 30 some odd years to solve starvation. It doesn't take 30 some odd years to solve all these wars and craziness that goes on in the world. As far as mankind has deteriorated away from the sense of morality, such as, you know, you'll see a big difference if you go back in time and you look from the time, let's say, from the 50s all the way to the modern day present. You know, people used to say, yes ma'am, yes sir. Now there was some folks back there that just didn't have no kind of morals, and there's a lot of bad things that's happened throughout history. But if history has ever showed us anything, history will repeat itself. If you ignore history, it's bound to repeat itself over and over again. There's things going on over there in Boston right now. The people's rioting and smashing up stuff, you know, burning down their own communities, that kind of stuff. I don't know if they've gotten as far as burning anything yet, but they have smashed into some local businesses and such. They did it over in Ferguson and started a few fires over there. And in case everybody hasn't noticed, there's this big deal going on called Jade Helm, where all the military's out there, you know, running drills and such. In my personal view, it's not just a drill, but, you know, it's, you talk about fighting against the corruption of the government, you talk about making the world a better place, you know, but then on the other hand, you're giving them exactly what they want. Those individuals out there that are in control of the governments of the world, they don't care if you riot. The news doesn't care if you riot. They don't care if you tear up your own community. It sells. It's a money-making deal, you know. You go out there and smash through, and you got headline news, and they've got advertisers, you know. Go watch the news. They'll go to commercial every so often. They're making money. There's folks out there on YouTube who figured out how to make money by just trolling people, you know, being controversial, going around and, you know, getting people to come over and hate on them or whatever. Some of the worst music out there had millions of hits of just people running around telling them how terrible they were. You know, there's a saying out there in the media community, no press is bad press, or not that, not no press is bad press, but any coverage about anything, good press, bad press, it don't make a difference as long as people are listening or watching or reading. I can't even remember the phrase now. I do remember the concept, though. The concept is you get people mad at you, and they will come around. And they'll hate on you, and they'll call you names and such. You know, but hey, when it goes to commercial, they're waiting around to call on you and hate on you again, and you're getting paid. They figure that out. So these folks out there burning down their own communities, not only are they making it bad on themselves, they're basically giving the man exactly what he wants. You know, here in the United States, a civil war would be profitable for them. They could sell a lot of guns, a lot of drugs, a lot of ammunition, medicines and such. Meanwhile, over in the alternative energy community, there's individuals out there doing brilliant work. Brilliant work, trying to free everybody of having to pay electric bill, or even worst case scenario, power grid goes down and we can still have lights and electricity and live in the comforts that we're accustomed to. So while the good people of the world are trying to build it up, the knuckleheads are trying to tear it down at the same time. You know, regardless of what you think of that book right there, it talked about it in the last days there, the Book of Revelations. You ought to read it up. It seems kind of ironic that a lot of the things going on in that pretty much what's you're seeing out there in the world. Sure, throughout the entire history of the world, there's been all kinds of craziness going on. There's been all kinds of atrocities committed. And sad enough, it's some of the atrocities were committed under, you know, some of the religions of the world. And for that, you call yourself a Christian, then you are like taboo. Everybody wants to tell you how stupid you are, you know? We can believe in aliens, but we can't believe there could be a higher power in this world. You know, to each his own. Believe what you want to believe. But the reality is this, folks. We are all living on the same planet. We're floating on this beautiful rock through space, and it's our boat. And when you poke holes in that boat, somebody's got to put a finger in that hole. Somebody got to plug that leak. Because guess what? When the ship goes down, it's all hands on board. It's not just the atheist or the Christian or the Buddhist or the Muslim or the Hindu. It's not. It's all of us. We talk about living with nature. It's not that hard. You know, if you believe in Mother Earth, if you believe in Gaia, if you believe in whatever it is that you believe in, it all comes back to the same thing. What's standing underneath your feet is standing underneath my feet. It's the same boat. We all live in it. And there's enough resources on this planet to feed and clothe and house every single living soul. And contrary to popular belief, this planet isn't overpopulated. It can sustain 10 times the population it's got presently. And we're up to what? About close to 9 billion people? You know, if the world gets overpopulated, nature kicks in. Nature has a way of balancing itself out. You can test this theory. You can go out and you can check it out. Water will always find its level. Electricity will always find its level. Nature always balances itself out. Whatever you do not use, nature will take back. And there's not one chemical that has ever been created by man that wasn't here before man. The creator of this planet was not only an amazing artist, amazing mathematician, amazing electrician, / plumber, or whatever, you know. This system is the best, most beautiful, self-contained electromagnetic generator biosphere in the history of time. I can't step outside the door without looking at a miracle. I can't step outside the door without seeing wonders of the world. Talk about the pyramids being one of the 7 wonders of the world. Hey, what about that bee flying by? Some of them bees shouldn't even be able to fly. They're not aerodynamic, but yet they do. And what came first, the whole chicken or the egg? Who knows? Ask the evolutionist, they'll tell you. Evolution, creation. We're all sitting down and we're all arguing over things that no one can prove or disprove. I look out there at this world and I see what we could be. I see the potential of what this world has at its feet. We have been given something so incredibly amazing. There's some really brilliant individuals out here, man. I talked about that video there, my new friend Matt that just came on here and I posted his video link. Go look at the work that he's done on there. Alright, go over there to Ryan Abrams and check out his work, or Terry Woodruff. Go over there and look at all these different individuals out there. When you're looking at their work, think about this for a second. These folks out there, they have talents, they have skills, they have gifts. They are individuals that have hopes, dreams, and aspirations just like you. And imagine what you could do if you could get all these individuals together on a project. It's what the whole Knights of the Round Table concept is all about, is to bring in the most brilliant minds of the world together, and even the least brilliant of minds. I mean, if you want to come on the Knights of the Round Table and sing a song or read a poem to somebody, I don't even care if it's a good one, as long as it came from your heart and it ain't filthy. It's all about doing something is better than doing nothing. You know, you go out there and you smile on a brother out there, and they go smile to somebody else who smiles to somebody else, and you if you could only follow that smile from your face to across this planet and see how many people you affected in one day's time. And I keep telling you guys that you're more powerful than you can possibly imagine. The things that you're capable of, the things that the Creator put down here for you. We have every single answer to every single question. We could solve it all. You know, the book talks about an end times prophecy, these things that will come to pass. But it also, in the book, there's a passage in there that I believe some folks have missed, and I see it because I'm always looking for any kind of hope or loophole to the whole end times scenario. But Jesus said, lest these days be shortened, then these things must come to pass. And that told me that, you know, hey, wait a second. Son of God just said that, you know, unless something changes, then we're going to see this come down. And we're seeing it come down. Wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, pestilence, you know. And it doesn't matter whether you're a believer or non-believer. You're going along for the ride. You're going to go along for the ride during World War III or the next Civil War or the next riot, the next looting and pillaging of the nations of the world. You're going to go along for the ride. You know, it's that simple. And so regardless of what you believe, we have to figure out a way that we can bring this world to the table. Not under some one world government, not under some one world religion, but under one common cause of bringing people together to understand that however we got here, we have to make things better, not just for us, but for our children and our children's children. We have to do something positive towards this world, otherwise we feed the negative. I talk about on my network being respectful and not cursing at people. You know? And it's not because I'm a prude or a hypocrite. You know, I've said a few bad words in my life. I've stubbed my toe a few times. And to be a fly on the wall in that room, you would have heard the bleepity bleep. I am only human. My book says that for all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means ain't nobody perfect. Not even the pastor standing up in front of the church. He's not perfect. Pope's definitely not perfect. He's standing up here on a throne thinking he's it, you know. But he's not it. When it all comes down to, he's going to be in the same mess we're all in. The folks crawling up underneath the ground in the bunkers and thinking they're going to survive the coming doom, they're all in the same boat. Because when this boat sinks, guess what? That bunker goes down too. But we have potential, we have capabilities, we have gifts that we can share with each other. You know, I want to hear your stories. I want to know your dreams. I want to share everything, you know. I'm just kind of weird. I drive down the road and I look over and I see this old house sitting off the side of the road with no windows in it. And I see this windows out of the house and the house is deteriorated and falling down. And I'm thinking at one point in time that might have been a really beautiful house, well painted and taken care of. But after a human left, then nature just started taking it back. But it doesn't stop there. I look into that house and I'm thinking about the people that lived there. I'm thinking about their families, their laughters, and their trials and tribulations. I'm thinking about what it was for them, you know, the life. It was their dreams, their hopes and aspirations. There are so many wonderful souls on this planet. A lot of misguided souls. There's a lot of just downright rotten people on this planet. And to stand out and try to speak common sense to the world and ask the world, why can't we all just get along? Why don't we have free energy? Why don't we use alternative medicines, things that the Indian nations and the Native Americans have been using for hundreds of years or more, thousands of years? Why can't we learn from what all the history of the entire world, regardless of who wrote it or how it got there or whatever, it's pretty impressive some of the things that humans have accomplished in the history of time. I don't want to argue about whether or not we're from space, whether or not we're made up of stars. I don't want to argue about whether or not my God's right and your God's right. I want to talk about common sense. I want to talk about why. Why is that commercial still coming on TV? Why is there still a baby with a tear in his eye starving somewhere in this world? Why? I'm 49 years old. I seen this when I was a kid. Why is that baby still starving? Why are there homeless and sick and individuals going around, you know, drugged out of their mind or jumping off of bridges? Why? And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be. That's the key. The whole key. Lest these days be shortened, these things must come to pass. It doesn't have to be. The odds of getting everybody together, you know, you got an optimist, you got a pessimist. You know, well, which one you want to be? You want to be the guy that says the glass is half empty or the glass is half full? Or you want to be the guy that says, you know, well, woe is me, I just can't do nothing about it? You can do something about it, and maybe you'll fail. Maybe all of us have failed. Maybe the people on No Borders Radio and Tina Sora Radio and Awake Radio and Scotty Sovereign's Radio and 1800 Online and TCT and all these, maybe all these great individuals that come together to share their information with the world, maybe they all will fail. But one thing stands true, and it can't be denied. They tried. And to this day, they're still trying. They're trying to reach out in the best way that they can with the best knowledge that they have at hand, and they're trying to tell the world something. We got a problem, folks. That's what they're trying to tell the world. We got a problem, but there is a solution. There's this crazy, mad-haired science guy over there who talks about free energy, and I think he's got some good ideas. Go listen to him. There's this other guy over there that talks about chaga mushrooms or stuff like that, you know, alternative medicines. There's some people that teach you how to forage out there. Would you know what to eat and what not to eat in your own environment around your house? Well, these are the networks to go. They'll tell you. You know, they've researched. They've got individuals out there who have researched everything under the sun. Some of the most brilliant minds I've talked to on Skype. They've researched and researched and researched. And some of them, you know, there's things I have missed that they found and they pointed out to me. It's like Matt, he showed me this deal the other day about a pump that comes out of a washing machine that has some amazing capabilities. Never saw it, missed it, overlooked it. But now I'm going to be looking into it. You know, the stator motor that's in the direct drive, the washing machines, the generating electricity capabilities that those things have are just mind-boggling. And so, it's guys like that on my side of the field of mad science and alternative energy that we feed each other information all the time. And if I find their YouTube channels, I try to promote them because I want people to see them. I want people to see guys like Ryan Abrams. He's a brilliant artist. He's just a wonderful soul. Terry Woodruff out there, all of these guys. Deeds, man, if you ever seen some of Deeds' work, I mean, if you haven't checked him out, look him up on YouTube out there. And there's just so many of them. Muddy Muddy Mudman over there, green energy and other wind technologies or whatever, there's so many. There's Tin Man and Lid Motor and Rimstar.org, all these guys out there, brilliant individuals, showing people all kinds of stuff. The crazy Russian hacker, he's got all kinds of life hacks and stuff. He does all kinds of cool stuff. And safety is his number one priority. I love all these individuals, man. Because they're doing something instead of nothing. You know, if you do something, something gets done. If you do nothing, absolutely nothing gets done. All the folks that came before us and paved the way to get us where we're at here, to give us our freedoms and our hopes and dreams and all that kind of stuff, you know, some have made a few mistakes along the way, and some of them were just honorable intentions, and, you know, however you want to describe that, history got us where we're at. United States Constitution, right at the top, says we the people, you know. And change isn't going to come about by somebody coming around such as, we're going to change America, we're going to change the this and that. Change is going to come from the ground up. So we the people. The way that you raise your children, the way that you treat your neighbors, the way that you treat one another, your significant other. That's where the change comes from. The rest of it is just politics and money. Get out there and garden. Grow you some vegetables. Grow more than you need and take the rest to somebody who's in need. To me, it's all simple. The whole alternative energy, the free energy, clean energy. We've got more. There's never been an energy crisis in this world. The only crisis is who wants to control what we do got. Who wants to tax the water? Who wants to tax the air? Who wants to tax the energy that surrounds us? Folks, you're made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons, according to science. That makes you pure energy. Your body's 3/4 water. That's hydrogen and oxygen mixed, pure energy. Stan Meyer showed everybody how to run their car off of water. You separate hydrogen and oxygen, and what do you got? You got one highly volatile combustion, both of them will burn. It only took a little bit of basic science to figure all that out. Things that they don't teach you in school anymore. Things back from the 1800s, the things that was going on back in the day. Brilliant minds. Brilliant individuals. So the good Lord, our Creator, or whatever you want to call Him. However we got here, whether it be the aliens or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is every single individual out there has more power than they can possibly imagine. They have talents, they have skills. I can't cook, but there are folks out there that can cook so good, make you fall in love with them. You just want to hang out with them all the time. And I've heard some really beautiful voices out there on YouTube. You know, we've got a Shaziz Radio YouTube out there. Not very many subscribers, though. They're got to, I need to get over there and socialize with people, but I've been so busy on the alternative energy side of things. But I go out there and I look for original singers and I listen. Matter of fact, if you listen to the Auto DJ, you'll hear a lot of those original singers. But there's so many people out there that should be heard. They could sing like an angel, and I want people to hear them. I want to bring all these brilliant individuals together to accomplish the things that we all want to see happen in this world. That's what the Knights of the Round Table is all about. It's a platform for you and me and everybody to come together. You know, I've been told it's all about me. When I get on a roll, I'll start talking, and if you don't shut me up, I'll keep a rolling. But I got a lot to say. Sometimes I got too much to say. But I can't look in the eyes of a baby on TV with a tear in his eye and have somebody tell me that there's starvation going on in the world, knowing that we have the capabilities to feed that baby. It costs thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, billions of dollars to have a war machine, to drop bombs off there on somebody else's nation. Sometimes it's millions of dollars per day just to keep a machine operating that's going to go out there and supposedly spread democracy or freedom across the world. You run over and stick a gun in somebody's face and you say you will be peaceful and democratic whether you like it or not. If you can drop a bomb on somebody, you can drop a sandwich in their hand first. We've been over this so many times. We could solve every single issue out there. We could heal the sick. We could feed the hungry. We could clothe and house the homeless. Yeah, I could shout it from this little squawk box right here out across all the wires and all the repeaters across the entire globe and throughout the entire universe. I can shout it till I'm blue in the face, but it's never going to occur until every man, woman, and child on this planet decides to come together and put down their weapons of war and their hate and their discontent and all this. You think those folks behind the scenes aren't stirring the pot? Of course they're stirring the pot. Put little instigators in a crowd, you can get a riot. It makes money. Going out there fighting with the cops makes money. Going out there starting off a revolution and shooting one another, it makes money. It makes the news, it makes money. You can't sell no drugs if ain't nobody sick. You can't sell no guns and bullets if ain't nobody fighting. You keep the controversy going. You're the man up the top. You got security all around you. You can do what you want in your big old ivory castle. You got it made. You can go anywhere you want. You got a driver that'll take you to and fro. Go see your favorite movie. Go out there, wander around. So all you got to do is make sure you pay a couple knuckleheads to go down in there and burn down some buildings or something and start a fire. Run into a crowded theater and shout fire. And they're making money. They're all doing it off of your backs. You, the average Joe. You go to work every single day, you try to take care of your families, it takes two people, the mom, the dad, working together to take care of the kids, and you trust in your local community schools to give your sons and daughters education and teach them things that they'll help them get through life, and you can't even do that in confidence because now the system has even corrupted the school system. But it's going to take you, the mom and the dad, and the next mom and the dad to go up there and hold their feet to the fire and say, we don't want you teaching our children trash. If you can't teach them what should be in the books, then don't be teaching them at all. Well, homeschool them or whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to protect your child mentally, physically, socially. I'm not saying run up in your cave and hide away from the world because you got to get out there and you got to experience things. But what I'm saying is, like Thomas Jefferson, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance. We got to keep our eye out for things because there are knuckleheads in the world that are greedy. You know, there are individuals out there. You know, I get so frustrated that sometimes I just want to shout and curse and raise ruckus. I just want to get all riled up because I see things that just drive me insane, such as hungry people in the world and people are throwing food in the trash. What sense does that make? Save the planet. you're getting in a doggone SUV and you're going and driving around the planet, you know, going to protest, and you're still riding around that SUV because you got to pack all your buddies in there and your signs and everything, and you got to drive that car over there, and then you're going to go over there and holler in people's faces about global warming when the science is not even there. It's never been there. CO2 is nothing more than two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, which makes it heavier than oxygen, so it doesn't float up, it falls down. That's why they say don't walk at the base of a volcano, because CO2 pulls up in low-lying areas. Otherwise, the plants would starve to death. Through a process called photosynthesis, the plants scrub off the carbon and they make sugar and they grow, and releases the fresh oxygen back out for us to breathe. It's a symbiotic relationship between us and carbon dioxide and the plants and life and everything. The system is amazing. It's brilliant. And the individuals out here in this world, you, your neighbor, your friend, your daughter, your son, they have something to share with this world. They have a message that needs to be heard. Bring them here and have them shout it out on the Knights of the Round Table. We're trying to put together a Youth Knights of the Round Table. Bringing all the... I want to hear what the youth have to say. I want to hear what their views of the world is. We've been told every single apocalyptic doomsday scenario under the sun. Planet X is going to smash us. We got... the Illuminati and the Freemasons and all the secret societies of the world coming down to get us. There's guillotines out waiting for us. There's FEMA camps and destruction and death and all that kind of stuff. But yet, here we are. This is the time when we should all be working together, because if any of this is true, if the wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence, if any of it, even an ounce of it is true, we should be working together more now than we have ever worked in the history of time, because our clock is ticking. In my book, even after all the bad stuff going on, there's a good message back there. Tells about, you know, good Lord's coming back. He's going to take his people and... I don't know what he's going to do with the rest, but I don't think it's going to be that good. And maybe that don't go down. Maybe, I don't know. You know, I'm not God. I'm just a man. I'm just a man who looks out and sees the world. A little bit of common sense in my brain. The common sense says if you touched it the first time and it set fire to your finger and it hurt like you know what, chances are you might not want to do that again. The wars between all the nations, destroying the death and destruction, that's what governments do best. And I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corruption, I'm anti-stupidity. Don't come out here and tell me about reducing my carbon footprint while you're in a jet airplane flying to the next convention. And then when you get off of that jet airplane, you get into a huge limousine and you drive to this massive motel and you're catered to by all these people while you're eating caviar, and there's a picture of a starving baby at the other end of the world with a teardrop in his eye and flies on his face. If you want to be a leader of the world, you lead by example. Take that money that you got, all those millions that you got, and ensure that you get some food to that baby. If I was a millionaire, a billionaire, a quadrillionaire, whatever, you know, the highest it could possibly go, I would be broke within a week. And does that make me a better man than anybody else? No. But I can build a stairway to heaven paved with gold and silver and diamonds and jewels, and I can't take it with me. I came in the world naked, and guess what? I'm going out the world naked. I don't get to take none of it with me. But the legacy I leave behind, hopefully, is something that my grandchildren can look back at me with a little bit of love and respect. Because to me, love is the gold. to me being loved by your grandchildren instead of being despised for the trash that you left them. That is the goal. To pave the stepping stones like my grandfather paved for me. And his grandfather paved for him. I enjoy my freedom today because of my grandfather. And my grandmother and my mom. I enjoy freedom to whatever extent it's left. Because of those folks that came before me and paved the road that I walked on. And so I feel like I owe these individuals. I owe them, even though some of them have long since passed, I owe them. I owe them to the extent that I take and I pass this on down to my children and your children. You know, it's easy to go out there and jump in the chaos, the riot out there. You know, you get caught up in a moment, smash a brick through a window, but then after the dust settles and you sit back and you look at that, wow, what'd you smash that window for? That was your community. And when you send your child over to a foreign nation to take somebody else's life, chances are your child might not come back. But if your child does come back, your child's messed up now. He done did something that he'd been told all his life was wrong. The good book talks about down there in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. It didn't say if and or, subsection A, article C, under whatever. It just simply said, thou shalt not kill. And so when these individuals go over there and they do what they have to do to survive so that they come home and see their families, now they got to live with that heartache. When will society ever learn? Don't sit around and preach to me negativity, folks. Don't tell me why we can't do it. Don't tell me we can't do it. Maybe the book is written in stone and maybe it's not. But when I look out into that world and I see that I got enough room in my yard to plant enough vegetables to feed my entire community, I'm going to do it. I'm going to plant. Johnny Appleseed, the story. The guy goes around and he throws these seeds all over the planet. All over the planet. He's planting apple seeds all over the place. You know, he will never, ever see the fruits of his labor. He will never taste the apple from that seed. But somebody will. And that's the whole concept of that story. Somebody will actually enjoy that apple, that life-sustaining fruit. And this is what these people out here represent to me. This is what Patty and all the different people from all the different networks out here, and Zeets and Steve and all of them. It's what they represent to me. The Johnny Appleseeds of the world. They're planting seeds that they may never ever see the fruits of their own labor. Would you go out and spend a lot of money for something that you couldn't carry home with you? Or would you want to take it with you? You know? The pay it forward deal, the putting something down on the counter for the person behind you? Or did you want to take that glory with you? You want them to know you did it. The choice is up. Up to each and every one of you. That's all I can say about all that. We're on the same boat. When the boat sinks, we all go down together. I got more faith in Mother Nature than I got in mankind. That's a fact. Because when I don't use what I got out there in my yard, when I don't mow my grass, it gets tall. And I don't mow it for a long time. There was a section of property that I got at the other end on the west side of my property down there that I spent so much time cleaning brush out and mowing and getting that thing down to where it looked like a beautiful lawn. I left it alone. Now there's trees down there. I mean, it's just overgrown. So I didn't mess with it for several years, and now it's full. I got done with it. Nature took it back. That's the way the system was designed. It's time for us to figure out that we got to work together. You can call your congressman and senator all you want. You've seen their track record. What you need to do is, instead of calling your congressman and senator, you need to call your neighbor. Have them call their neighbor. Have little neighborhood get-togethers, barbecues, cookouts. Bring families together back like it used to be. Families coming together and socializing. You had friends and your friends had friends and so on and so on, so on and so forth. There's a big difference between the society you're going to find out in the midst of the big busy city as opposed to the society you're going to find out in the middle of the country. Take your shoes off and walk through the grass, for Pete's sake. See what nature has to offer. See what your friends, your family, and the brilliant minds out there that need to be heard. It's as simple as that. You want free energy? Let's do it. Science is there. Science is there. We have every single thing that we need. We have every answer to literally give the world free energy. We have the answer to homelessness. We have the answer to starvation. Why are there government reserves all over the entire world? Thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land out there. Nature. Why are there buildings, stores full of everything. Food supplies, everything under the sun. We got all this. The earth is 3/4 covered in water. And yet somebody's dying of thirst on the other side of the planet? Are you kidding me? People said, well, you can't drink seawater because it's got salt in it. Seriously, go over there and tell those individuals over there in Dubai who not only built the land that they got their buildings on, but they have huge desalination plants that make their own fresh water. Go tell the United States Navy, who I was a member of way back in the 80s, who took the water right out of the ocean, desalinated it, used it for the boiler systems, used it for drinking water and showers. When you're out to sea for several months, you've got to get your own water. You can't just keep running back to port to fill up the water jug. So the technology is there. Tesla showed everybody the technology was there. There's so many different brilliant minds out there that it's just crazy. We got every single thing we need. Every answer to every question under the sun. There are natural medicines out there that don't say that, you know, it's got two big long list of possible side effects, not excluding death. And yet you'll have men in black jack-booted thugs kicking people's doors down because they might have a little bit of herb off in the other room there for their glaucoma or whatever it is. I'm just going to have a music break, man. I just see the world in a whole different view than the average Joe. I can't say enough good stuff about the people of this world out there. Scotty Sovereigns and TCT Radio and 1800 Online and Awake Radio and all the people out there behind the scenes that make it all possible what we do. I just don't have enough good stuff to say. Simple as this, I can tell them I love them, I can say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Something is better than nothing. If you do something, at least something gets done. If you do nothing, then nothing gets done. It's that simple. And we can either lay down and give up, or we can get out there and fight the good fight. Us Christians can stick together, and you Buddhists and all you all can stick together, and when we all get together and have dinner together, we'll be respectful to each other, we can treat each other like humans, and just get along, you know, put our differences aside. Because at the end of the day, this beautiful planet that we're on, this wonderful rock that we call Earth, when it goes down, it's all hands on board. It's not discriminating. Bombs aren't discriminating. A bomb will go out there and they'll kill the black man, they'll kill the white man, they'll kill the little kid, the little girl, the mama, the papa, the granny, the grandpa. They don't care. Bombs don't have a heart. They will go out and they will just, you send it over there? Hey, people on the other hand do discriminate. They discriminate against one another because I don't agree with what you said. I don't like your views. I don't like your scientific, this and that, whatever. Do you agree, even though you're an atheist, that you wouldn't want no baby to starve to death? Do you agree, even though you're a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Hindu or whatever, that you wouldn't want a baby to starve to death? And do you agree that we have every single resource necessary under the sun to not only give that baby a food, a clothes, a bath, a shelter, medicine? If you can spend billions of dollars going across, taking countries into third world nation status and blowing them off the map, then you got more than enough money to go over and feed the hungry. There's homeless individuals on the side of the road in every community. Why? You know, in the Bible it talks about do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Just think yourself when you're driving down the road and you look over there and you see that homeless person with a sign. Maybe they're a drunk, maybe they're an alcoholic, maybe they're a druggie or whatever. Maybe if you give them a dollar, the first thing they're going to do is head on over to the liquor store. But spin that around for a second and put yourself standing there holding that sign out in front of the world and your pride and all your dignities down in the dirt and you need a bath. But at the same time, you're holding that sign up hoping that somebody will either give you some drugs or some alcohol or some doggone food. Maybe it's a case of they need that alcohol to mask the pain that they're in. I'm saying that in my book, my Creator gave us the capabilities to be caretakers. You are your brother's keeper. In my book, He gave us each other. He gave us a choice. He gave us the resources, everything we needed to take care of one another. And if anybody out there, if one single living soul is not being taken care of, we're not good caretakers. We're not good caretakers if there's a starving baby in this world. We're not good caretakers if we're dropping depleted uranium on people's heads. We're not good caretakers if our brothers and sisters are doing without. This is what I see in the world. And I know that we have the power to fix it. I also know that our time is running out. The bad dream that I had, holding somebody's baby in my arms in the midst of a war-torn zone. That baby might be yours. I don't know. All I know is we gotta steer it away. If there is an apocalypse coming, if there is a doomsday scenario out there, if there's a World War III, we gotta come together and we gotta steer it away. We gotta do it for your kids. We gotta do it for mine. We gotta do it for our Creator, this planet. We gotta start using some damn common sense. We gotta stop throwing bricks through windows and plant some food for the hungry. We gotta stop throwing bullets and we gotta start throwing smiles. We gotta start caring. And we gotta do it soon.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You, as an individual, have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
Time. wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out, you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
May peace prevail on earth.
Puisse la paix régner dans le monde.
Да будет мир человечеству во всем мире.
Que la paz prevalezca en la tierra.
Pace mbretërofte në botë.
Selam dhe mulla ala misë.
Խաղաղություն ամբողջ աշխարհի մարդկությանը.
Ака ура пенха сума хаканя утхупа.
Яшасын сүр бүтін дүнияда.
Не сума каладаму тукукулу кока.
Няхай будзе мир человечеству во всем свете.
Бише шанти вираж корук.
my peace is stable on all.
Нека мир завлада на земли.
Нека пребъде мира по света.
Кава люда мя, ниньян и яши базе.
Сом ай и пупло бан санте кир.
Папас какава на мунду.
Ка ла пау превалги а ла терра.
Ntendere ukhale paziko la pansi.
Amani o haruma ye dunia kamili.
Pour la paix simaye dans le monde entier.
Que la paix nous régne dans le monde.
Atmir vjde varne na zemi.
No, fred herske på jorden.
Barqarar ba sulh dar jahan.
Niega amankan damahattava andreve.
Mogen vrede heersen op aarde.
Zamlin dinalo. Diki pusum tsuchuji.
Olko maailmas rahu.
Vallitko on rauha maailmassa.
Tae ikos mshvidobam tel msoplios.
Möge friede auf erden sein.
Efkome na epikratisi irini ston kosmo.
Tekopu awapitenon de teko arapu lehe.
Ishre shalom ale adamot.
Vishme shanti rahe.
Leye frede rikya au yers.
Ke etime tu atirau yonab.
Smoga dame di dunia.
Koref shikon.
Dawen.
Ke la pace regni sulla terra.
Sekai din diga hewa dari masioni.
Adam zapka. Бүткіл дүниеде бейбітшілық болсын.
Амахору нағанзы күйсі хосы.
Амахору юсаса гара мүйсі йос.
Сеге үлі туага ирупедуру.
Асти бу хаму джихан.
Түйінеді тұнштық болсын.
Хохай санди хап чонми ю найло.
Лай бут мир спасауле.
Frieden mit allen Menschen auf der Welt.
Tebuna pasaulia taika.
Neka mir od zavlade na zemljata.
Sledjem beke o földön.
Inga ni hanzaka era ni zau tutu lui zau ni fanzia paha demana.
Smoga dama e di dunia.
Yallo al pachi, saltan fitinia.
Himaina rogo kiunga iti finua.
Ainen man Enterion lalin.
Fie pace te pământ.
Taien deși ei să mărdăm băt.
Enim merg eu iat eb.
Bisoma santi faili rahos.
Mokte devar fred po jorin.
Avud avulm sisi ravlul al.
Telgi vi sole panarikse.
Bergarar bad sol dar sarasar jahan.
Peace must
establish the world. Nech będzie pokój na ziemi.
Que a paz prevaleça no mundo.
Teximuyupi alinkausai kachum.
Yamalo pel file muile lalulan.
Siriri aduti nanduti sese.
Khoso ibeti lefati.
Akahiso eneteng mo lefaten.
Noveni samaye pavativa.
Kutula akubesem sabeni.
Niech pokoj vždy vládne na zemi.
Naj mir zavláda svetu.
Dunidu nabat hakuvarto.
Amani na juwepo duniani.
Mu fried roda po juden.
Sanay manatili ang kapayapaan sa daigdig.
Barkaror botsul dar jahon.
Pumil samadhanam nilabattum.
Dame ba mundu tomak.
Khohai santi phap jong ma su lo.
Salam alam nisfan.
Khatawang ketop amirino imamani koto.
Dunyada barış daim olsun.
Dunyada tarahatçılık bolsun.
Ketu maut file mu itlalolan.
Хай буде мир людству у всьому світі.
Дунья не аман каймари.
Дунья де тінстік бойся.
Товчук пабе, що тваче тлайке тезай.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems. One pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be. From this world, and years from now, you'll make it to the next world, and everything that you receive up yonder is what you give to me to be a wonder. I took a right, turning yesterday. Yeah, I took a right, turning yesterday.
I'm a joke. is the turbo. Always working to fill the turbo and the knights of the round table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I've been joined by Matthew. I got an echo back there. Matt, let me
too loud?
Yeah, let me see if I can fix it on my side. I think I'm good now. So, how you doing there, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
I was looking at your video there. There's a lot of good information inside that video.
I'm trying to do what I can, man. I stumbled across this Gerald Morin washing machine pump on the internet. You know, I've been watching you, Abrams Labs, Deeds, everybody. I'm kind of new to this thing.
Hey, you know what? For somebody who's just new at it, you did a pretty good job of it, and that's the kind of out of the box kind of thinking that I like, especially on the Mad Science show there. This little motor that you pointed out, what was the guy's name again that did the...
Gerald Morin.
Yeah.
Morin.
Well, that's a pretty impressive little gizmo he's got there. I did a video quite some time back, I don't know if you got an opportunity to see it, called the Bueller Motor.
No, I'll check it out.
Well,
I've looked at almost all of your videos on your channel. I'm running out of videos to watch.
Well, I probably need to put some more up. There's like 212 up there, I think. Anyway, there's a motor that came out of, I think they were like printers. Yeah, it was out of a doggone old Epson printer. And those are permanent magnet motors, but you can turn around and spin them with a drill and get out 120 volts AC out of those things.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This one that I'm uploading a new one right now. Now, this motor that I have, it's a 48-volt motor. When I started to make the video yesterday, it was kind of hard for me to switch the wires around with one hand holding the...
One bit of advice. When you're around a Slayer Exciter in your camera, you got to keep your camera back a little bit.
It gets slowed down. I noticed that. When I rewatched it, it started slowing the audio and everything down.
I did a video called Death Ray. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, I see now, and it really messes up. It was like you were going, and then...
Yeah, it has a built-in capacitor layer in it, and so before that I was doing the video, I actually was running the thing, and I hadn't realized that it still had a charge to it, and so when I went to do the next video, a portion of the video, it slowed down the audio because it was still putting out a signal.
Oh, wow.
And so I went in and put that in the video because it was funny, you know. I was talking about my death ray, you know.
It was awesome. I liked it. I remember watching it because I didn't know what was going on at first. And then you cut the scene and came back into it. No, it was pretty good. I'm making up another video right now. It's uploading right now. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes to get them uploaded. But on this video that I'm putting up, I'm showing you that I can power... I was getting ready to throw out a TV. I had just bought my grandma a new plasma TV, a new Samsung board, because she had a little one out there. So this thing was in the garbage, and then I went ahead and made this Gerald Morin replica. And I was like, all right, well, I got my new motor in that I ordered from China, because it took me a while to find a motor. I was using little tiny PC motors, and I was like, you know what, I see potential in this, and I just need to crank it up a couple notches. So then I went ahead and got that motor that I showed in my video. But then I was able to start getting these TV cranked up. I could charge my laptop with it, and it's not messing my laptop or nothing up. I was kind of skeptical of doing it at first because of the inaccuracy, but it seems to be every time I use one of these little PC converter boxes with this power, it actually converts it from that AC wave that it is over to a DC current. I can run motors off of it. I can charge my laptops. Now, I can't run... like fan motors and stuff like that off of it, because I think it's the hertz is off a little bit, so that's what I use my power inverter for, but run back and other things. But I see great potential. I'm going to try to get me a solar panel, a 250 watt solar panel, and maybe like four batteries, car batteries or something, and put a trickle charge on it from the solar panel, maybe get some UV some UV LEDs and throw them all in front of it and power it with my Gerald Morin pump and see what it does. I mean, that's my theory on it.
Well, there's so much to talk about. I mean, we got plenty to talk about. I mean, I want to get the guy on the show sometime on the Mad Science Show and talk about his what he talks about electricity, because I've been shouting it to all four points of the compass. Electricity, there's so many different ways in which we could tap into energy naturally and, you know, work in harmony with nature. But, you know, I get a lot of cussing because of some of the things I say, because it doesn't go against the known laws. I mean, it doesn't subscribe to what the book says. And
I think traditionally, I don't know how to put this out there, but my personal beliefs is you have all your great people. I mean, call them the Illuminati's, whatever. Your major 1%. I mean, we got Hillary trying to take our arms away and all this stuff. We got wars going on. We're at war with Russia right now. I mean, come on. Are you serious right now? And it's not us as people that are wanting to do it. It's the Greek government, like you said earlier. And it's horrible, because we need to come together as a whole, as people, because we're very peaceful, loving people. Is this when it comes down to greed, money, and power? There's a problem there. I mean, don't you think that these people have had enough money and power in their lives? I mean,
they could have solved issues. They could have literally solved it. And so that's where the key lays. And the stuff like you're showing people, those YouTube channels, the small ones, I like to promote those, because some of the most brilliant individuals aren't getting very many views, and they need to be seen, because there's a lot of pertinent information out there for, you know, survival or whatever. Just there's all kinds of ideas for alternative energy. If we could get the right crew to the right table, right workshop, I mean, this whole alternative energy, free energy thing, it'd be a done deal. And it doesn't matter which direction we go in it, just as long as we build it. I mean,
that's my point. I feel it.
You can get it. Energy is energy, no matter how you look at it, whether it be an acoustic wave, a sound, or a frequency of it. It's all frequencies.
There's toruses everywhere, man. There's, the whole universe is filled with toruses.
And right now I'm doing a little bit of stuff in static energy, because static energy, of all the different alternative energy devices out there, static energy is the most prevalent and everybody's most easily understand. It takes absolutely no copper wire whatsoever. I mean, you can build a static motor out of junk, literally. Huh. And capacitors are, you can build a capacitor out of two old stop signs and some plastic, you know?
Tinfoil too.
Yeah, aluminum foil. So knowing everything and knowing
about, I was showing you with that bridge rectifier, I mean, I see potential in that. I mean, if you're able to charge a dial, like, I don't know if you can overcharge it, because I let them sit there right next to my Slayer Exciter, and it don't blow up or nothing. But I mean, as long as I have it within the vicinity of that wireless range and its little torus zone, it stays lit the whole time.
No, the only thing that burns
out with your body.
Only thing that burns out a diode is you got too doggone much, you know, amperage going through there. And it burns it out. You know, you put a resistor on a diode and hook it to a 9-volt battery. You light the 9-volt battery up and you don't burn it out. Well, the frequencies that you're using out there, as far as the Slayer Exciter and the Tesla coil and stuff like that, that's the high frequencies that Tesla was using back in the day. He was not only lighting up fluorescent bulbs, he was lighting up incandescent bulbs. He was doing it through the air. He was doing it through the ground. All you got to do is be able to resonate that material, vibrate it at a speed at which it basically creates friction, which in turn creates heat. You know, light is heat and heat is light, vice versa.
But it's like the old pendulum thing, too. I watched a video. I don't know if it was you who posted it, pendulum. Would that gentleman had the two pendulums on a box?
No, that might...
I think that was you. You posted that video.
Are you talking about the tuning forks?
Yeah, the tuning
forks. Yeah, tuning forks. That's,
It's all with frequencies, man.
So you can, and if any frequency out there, all you have to have is a receiver in order to be able to, to pick it up. It's that simple. And so
that's what I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, what I've been trying to tell people for a long time is, you know, we're not defying any of the known laws of physics, even though I don't believe the known laws of physics are written in stone. We're not defying anything. We're not creating over-unity. We're not creating zero-point energy. When I talk about free energy, I talk about that when's the last time you got a bill from the sun or the moon or the wind or the earth or whatever? You know, I give this example that if I got the south window open in my house and I got the north window open in my house, when that wind blows through the window and it blows my papers off into the floor and then goes around the corner, you know, blows the curtain and got the other window, I didn't change nothing. I didn't add or take away to any of that wind energy that came through there. But in the process of that energy passing through, I got work done. And that's what Tesla tried to show everybody, how to literally tap into it. All we're doing is just using nature. You know, it's like putting a water wheel out there in the creek. You know, you're not taking anything away. Yeah. You're just, as nature's doing what nature does, you're just getting some work done in the process. You see what I'm saying?
You just have to tap into it everywhere.
And that's what the whole deal is, and I keep telling everybody, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it. Now, we got this massive inefficient system going on out here that we call our power grid and all of our appliances and stuff. Well, the guy that you talked about, what's his name, Robert Morrison?
Is that Gerald
Morrison. Gerald Morrison, okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, he did a video where he took a 2,500-watt generator and he ran it into a 50 kV transformer down to a 25 kV transformer, and he was running not one but three electric heaters and a chop saw off this thing.
Uh-huh.
And as an electrician, I'm listening. You know, as a science guy, I'm listening for that generator. There's a sound that I'm waiting for that generator to make, because normally when you fire up a generator and you put it under a load, you'll start hearing that generator start to bog down.
Yeah, like my motor does whenever I put too much power into it.
Yeah. But it bogged down for a brief instant when he first initialized the load, but then you could hear the RPMs coming back up on it. All right, once everything leveled out on the side, then now I could hear that generator wasn't working hard in order to produce what it was producing. That's where it told me that he was right.
That's what's happening with mine. I think I need a little bit more oomph, so I'm going to try to give me some car batteries. And I really think I can keep everything running. As long as I can just get a little bit more RPMs out of that, and I can keep TV going. I mean, I can keep all my lights. Like, I ran out here last night. I have that little Fisher-Price battery for a Hot Wheel car, and I run all the lights out here at night when I'm working on everything. I got my Slayer Exciter going and all the bulbs that are in my videos. And I have it all going at 12 volts. I charge it up. It's charged at about 12.2 volts. And I had it running for 3 hours before we went to bed, just off of the battery. And that's running all these lights on my back porch. I'm not even tapped into the wall.
You know what's cool about what you're talking about, like Slayer Exciter and the lighting and all that? All these schools, the stores, and all them, when the fluorescent lighting goes bad, they replace the bulbs and they throw the other bulbs in the trash. I go by and I pick them up.
Uh-huh.
Because those bulbs, the fluorescent bulbs, if you don't break that vacuum on there, those bulbs will last forever. All right.
That's what happened to me yesterday. Randy, my other half, I had all my fluorescent bulbs. I had like six of them over there, and she sat back in the chair, and unfortunately, she cracked them all. So all I got is three fluorescent bulbs. I'm gonna have to go pick me up some new ones.
Well, just go around to all the stores and say, look, hey, you know, if you're going to throw these in the trash when you're done with them, you mind if I have them? And, you know, they'll think you're crazy, but they'll give them to you.
Well, no, I made that little Slayer Exciter, right? And my aunt, she's been up in the hospital. So I went ahead and made that little Slayer Exciter with a 9-volt battery. And I walk into this nursing home, right? And I got this thing lit up, and I couldn't get through the front of this nursing home with it.
Huh. Yeah. Well, either way, you know, it that wireless energy, that's not the only thing to it. There's so many potentials to it. Emergency lighting with the Slayer Exciter and all kinds of different possibilities.
I can see how you can charge your phones with them, too. I see them on eBay. You can buy the little battery things that you put in the back of your phone that's got the little pancake coils on them.
Are you subscribed to Deeds over there on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm subscribed to Deeds and Laser Hacker and all of them.
I love Deeds' work, man. The guy, when he does, he don't do it. It's not put together sloppily like my stuff. You know, I put stuff together with just
work. We get it to work though. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's the key. If you can make it work with junk, then you can imagine what you could do if you had access
to
it.
Had a facility to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I told Brandy the other day, I was like, I think I might have to, you know, bog down a little bit. I've been learning how to use these 3D programs. And $400 I can order me a 3D printer from China.
Cool.
I actually think I might have to order me a 3D printer so that way I can make a better harness for all this stuff. You know what I mean? And then whatever comes to my imagination, I can just create it in my computer program and make it come to life.
They're, like I said, man, we got all the answers to every question ever in existence. I feel like the good Lord took care of us before we ever even knew we were us, you know. We got everything we need. The Earth is 3/4 covered in water. It's a thermoelectric generator of epic proportions, a self-contained biosphere, and nature's in charge, whether people want to admit it or not. You know, when nature gets fed up, nature talks back, you know?
Oh, yeah, and I think it's going to level itself out here, Shola. I think we're due for a new change. Unfortunately, I know you see every generation saying, oh, I think it's going to be my generation when it happens. It's going to be my generation when it happens. I'm 32 years old, but I'm kind of scared with this militaristic state that we're in, all these wars that are going on. I just have that feeling we're going to actually witness something in our lifetimes.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but the guys out there like in Boston and what was going on in Ferguson, they're only helping the situation. They're only making it worse because going around smashing up their own buildings, their own communities, it's giving them the excuse to go ahead, hey, look, we already got this equipment in place, and doesn't that seem kind of coincidental that all this stuff is going on and we already have all this stuff in place for, hey, look, well, we'll send the military guys in, they'll break it up, you know?
Well, this is kind of like, I watch Alex Jones a lot. Now, he's not really suitable for children, but, I mean, this gentleman tells the truth as it is. He nobody on CNN or Fox or any of them like him because he tells the truth how it is. He's a real reporter. Like, we don't have journalists no more that go and, you know, do journalism.
Been listening to Alex Jones since back in the 80s, right? And at first, when I first heard the man, I thought he was a crackpot. I mean, he like got me riled up a few times. I actually called in the show. But, you know, the more I got to listening to him, because I don't just listen to what somebody says, I research it because I want to verify it, you know?
It'll tell you where to look for it.
Yeah, and the more I researched, the more I found, the deeper I went down into the rabbit hole, the more I realized we got a problem here, you know? These guys that's in charge, you know, the money makers of the world, the money men of the world, they're the ones starting all these wars. You know, you and I, we'd rather go over to China and have a barbecue with these guys as opposed to go over and shooting it out with them.
Exactly my point. I don't think I personally couldn't walk up to another man and do what these people do. I mean, unless it was a life or death situation, and it was like my girls, because I got two little girls and stuff like that, and I mean, if it was a life or death situation, it came down to that, but I seriously don't think that I could take another person's life. I couldn't do it. I'd have to resolve it in a different way.
Because
by nature, we're born into caring, loving individuals. It's just society that's put us into this makeshift reality that we have. So,
well,
I mean,
we're
born into modern-day slavery. I mean, your parents got to pay taxes on you. When you go to the hospital, you're given a Social Security number. Did you know that you can take your birth certificate, and on the bottom of your birth certificate, there's little red numbers down there.
Yep, stock market.
You can take those little red numbers and you can call up the stock exchange and ask them how much that stock is worth.
It's true. It's true. It really is true. My birth certificate goes back to some military supply company.
It's weird. I mean, we're an investment the moment we're born. And then people think we're in a free world. And I'm kind of scared to put some of this stuff out here because I'm afraid of the consequences. That's why I didn't put up a video at first until I got a hold of you. And then I seen that you got me back, and I was like, all right.
Well, you know what, brother? Somebody. It's like this. You know, the governments of the world, the CIAs, all the alphabet soups, they can spy on me all they want. They ain't got nothing to say to all the folks that's out there listening to this show right now that I wouldn't say directly to their face. So I don't care. You know, they want to come over and see what I'm working on in my lab, that's fine. Come on over, just be respectful. If they start knocking stuff over, then, you know, I'll fire up a Tesla coil and give them a new hairstyle, you know. I'm not stupid. But, you know, I've led a pretty fruitful life, eventful life. I've got to see a lot of things and enjoy a lot of things. And I think it's time in my life that I'm trying to put back to the world, you know, something good. But these guys, their track record, it stinks. You know, nobody can disagree with that.
Have you seen those Tesla coils they got over there in Russia?
Oh, yeah. Those are massive.
Organic. At university?
Yep. Those are massive.
That's a whole compound.
I'd love to have that.
I know. It's gigantic.
But the whole...
I got into all this. I've always been fascinated with ancients, with the Mayans and the Egyptians. Now, unfortunately, I know the Mayans and the Egyptians, they were a great, you know, civilization. But I think they were pillagers just like American was over here when we discovered America.
Well, you know what? It says...
Because you have the megalithic structures, and you have stuff that the Mayans and the Egyptians made. So whatever was here before them...
I think everybody's missing out on something here. That book that we call the Holy Bible, whether you think I like it or not, it's got a story in there. It talks about, you know, in the last days, it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. Well, before Noah, the society could have very well potentially got where we're at. They could have had flying machines just as well as we do today. And they got destroyed because of all the craziness, you know, when society...
They were doing all their genetics, the GMOs, all that stuff. You know what I mean? And you had angels coming down, breeding with the humans and making the Nephilims or whatever you want
to
call them.
What's to say history hasn't just got to the point where it's fixing to repeat itself?
Exactly. We're at that stage right now where it's getting ready to recycle, and we're going to see Jesus come in on his chariot with flames, and he's going to set the path here in a little while.
Yep. All I can say to everybody out there, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is the fact that we're all in this boat together. You know, you can sit around and the white man can argue with the black man, and can argue with the Indian, and so on and so forth. And
it has nothing to do with it.
All the different religions and politics of the world, y'all can sit there and argue amongst each other till you're blue in the face and never accomplish anything. But I'm 49 years old, and like I said, 30 some odd years back, I seen a picture of a baby with a tear in his eye and a fly on his face and a hungry belly, and here I'm still here. I'm in year 2015. We have technology that we can do what it is we're doing right here, and yet I'm still seeing a video of their starving baby in the world. Why?
Exactly. It's greed, power. People think that they can't have enough. But, yeah. I mean, like you said earlier, you're not going to, you come into this world naked and you're going to leave in this world naked. So it's what matters is what you can do for one another. You treat others the way you want to be treated, but society has lost that role.
That's the key. And if anybody ever out there wants to reach true enlightenment of what this life is all about, flat out, plain and simple, you're here to be caretakers of one another. And if you ain't figured that out by now, you're never going to figure it out. But you'll eventually, at some point, we're all going to meet our maker. Whatever our maker is to you personally, we're all going to... There's two things in life that you know is going to happen. You're going to be born and you're going to die.
Uh-huh.
What you do in the meantime is the legacy that you're going to leave behind for the future generations of the world. I personally want to leave something decent behind because people have done it for me.
Exactly.
You know?
That's all the great minds. I'm sad that Tulsa went the way that he went, and J.P. Morgan and everybody screwed him over because I'm just afraid of what the government has that they've kept from us. You know what I mean?
Well, believe me when I say they got some toys.
Well, I know that I believe my belief system doesn't matter what anybody else believes, but we live in a vast universe. All right, we know of thousands of galaxies. We got wormholes, theoretically. Einstein theorized that, so on and so forth, that you can jump through dimensions, so on and so forth. But I believe, I mean, you call them Greys, you call them Anunnakis, whatever you want to call them, what all these people call them. I can believe in different, you know, intelligent species, but that doesn't disapprove of my God, because whoever created them, still, there's a more power, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
When the alien shows up on my lawn, I'm going to say, hey, brother, praise Jesus.
Exactly my point. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do. I mean, it's just like there's a bear, there's a deer, and there's dogs. What's it matter if there's a different species of, you know, intelligent beings out there? It's just another species.
It doesn't matter.
So why would everybody be shocked at that if it is? Now, you have the U.S. government. I've watched videos. I don't know, because there's so much information on the internet. Now, they're saying that when this thing breaks out, supposedly, now you'll be able to tell the difference between our military and the other ones, if there is other ones, because our military, they're going to have rivets and everything on all of our machines, because we don't know how to make it in one piece. So that's how you'll be able to decipher the difference, if this ever does come about, supposedly.
You know what drives me insane about this whole discussion, this whole conversation, is the fact that it even has to be said. You know, we're even having to do this. Because the technology and all the resources that we have at our disposal, there shouldn't be any problems in the world. There shouldn't be. I mean, like I said,
we can all collaborate together now with the internet.
Yeah, in Dubai, they don't have fresh stream water. They've built huge desalination plants, and they got plenty of water. They're doing fine over there. They actually build their own land by sucking sand up out the ground and making it into more land, and they're building skyscrapers on this thing. All right? So if these guys can accomplish this over there, there's nothing we can't accomplish anywhere. If you need water in a certain vicinity over here, like say in Africa, where they need to be able to have some irrigation so that they can plant some food and stuff, then dig a ditch. Come on, how long has a shovel been around?
Exactly. I mean, and then you look at it and you see all these, you know, you have all the other philosophers and all the older archaeologists. Oh, they built pyramids and all this stuff with brass tools and stones. You're full of crud because they used granite. Now, I'm not a great philosopher, but I look at all this Telsa technology. And I know I don't know all the significance of natural stones, but you know, you got all that rose granite, you got your limestone, it's a great insulator, and all these other things. I just believe all the pyramids and all that were just some gigantic power plants. And then you look at the grid of where they all were on the earth, the whole world was wireless.
And they probably were.
They were creating ozone, which is good.
They probably were. But even if you...
I'm getting ready to try some of that alkaline water. I'm getting ready to make one of those.
They probably were power plants because, I mean, it fits, all right? But either way, even if you just look at it as one big old stone pyramid sitting in the middle of the sand, that tells me that people have potential.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Thousands of years they've been there.
I don't think it was a desert back then.
It probably wasn't, but either way, these guys and gals got together, whether it be slave labor or however they got it, however they did it. They don't call them the seven wonders of the world for nothing. I mean, we couldn't do it today.
Nope.
Our cranes aren't tough enough, but they did it.
Yep. And I think they tapped into all your other stuff. What's his name with the sound waves? John Hutchinson.
Yep.
I mean, that technology. You got other people that are levitating magnets with coils and stuff like that. So, I mean, you just utilize it. You tap into that frequency. You can move a 200-ton freaking granite block with your finger. I mean, look at Coral Castle.
Yeah, he did some amazing things. You know, this is my point. The whole key to the whole thing is that, you know, I got some talents. I can do some things, all right? So do you. By ourselves, we can do some pretty cool things, but together we can do amazing things. And bringing all these brilliant minds from all the different nations of the world and spending our resources as opposed to bombs and guns and ammunition and everything under the sun, spending our resources trying to solve the world. Okay, if let's say hypothetically global warming was a problem, all right, which it's not. Nature's in charge. I'll argue till I'm blue in the face over that because the basic science discredits it.
You got your volcanoes and your natural stuff.
Yeah. But either way, let's say hypothetically speaking it was true, all right? Well, then that would mean that we have a common cause. We got to fix this thing. Taxes aren't going to fix it. All right, me giving the government money while the government's flying around in jets and ships and blowing up bombs all over the doggone place. What kind of crud does a bomb throw up in the air?
Well, exactly. Well, I have another theory, too. It's like, you had all these pyramids and all this stuff. I mean, you got your Teslas, great ozone and all that stuff. Now, my theory is like, they were on a verge of... you got the Jupiter Rising, which is a movie that came out, so on and so forth. But I believe Hollywood has a lot to do with kind of put out information too, but they twisting and thwarting the information too. But you look at our sun now, and it's throwing out these solar waves, solar rays out that are.
Well, why don't we tap into that energy? Did I lose you? Yeah, apparently I lost your audio there, brother. Ah, crud. We gotta wait till we get the call back there. By the way, while we're waiting on him, look, we've got it.
Sorry. Okay.
So I was wondering, I lost you there. You're right in the middle of something. You want to finish?
Yeah, no, I think my signal got down on me.
Yeah, it's modern technology. You gotta love it, but hey, we're still here. We're still live.
There we go.
Anyway, like you were saying, though, the TV, man, life imitates art. You look back in the old Buck Rogers films all the way through the all different Star Treks, all the way up to Star Trek The Next Generation. It's ironic that the communicators that they used in the old Star Trek look just like the flip-top cell phones. And these cell phones, the capabilities on them, they have calculators built in, they have pictures, cameras, and you can talk to people across the planet with them, so on and so forth. So, who's to say there ain't some brilliant individuals behind the scenes feeding through movies and videos to people and gradually bringing us up in technology?
Yeah.
But if you got a cell phone in your hand, then you know doggone good and well the government's got something even better than that in theirs. Because they always seem to get the goodies before everybody else.
And it looks like America is on a 50-year run ahead of us.
Yep.
Because they're just now starting to release stuff from Roswell, so on and so forth. You got all your other governments releasing their UFO files, whatever, so on and so forth.
Could very well be that those...
engineering has happened from it.
Could very well be that those UFOs were people from the future as well. Here's the key. There's nothing you could say that would surprise me. I do not discount anything. After all the things that I've seen throughout my experiments in my lab, the things that I've physically seen personally and throughout my entire life, there is nothing you could say that would surprise me in the least. If you told me Bigfoot was on your back porch having a hot dog right now, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. Right? Because... Yeah. There is so much more to reality than meets the eye. And
have you heard about the monoatomic elements?
The monoatomic elements? Tell me about it.
Yeah. All right, you got monoatomic elements. It's like what the great alchemists and all that stuff used to do. They used to take the lead and transfer it over to gold and all that stuff. Now you can take, they got it where we can take gold, platinum, and silver and break them down into a monoatomic element. And so what it's doing is like, if you look at your consumption of your food diet, you consume, your iron and all that stuff. But one of the things we do lack is gold, platinum, and silver in our diets. Now, the funny thing is on our DNA, we got tephloids down at the bottom of them. Well, guess what repairs those tephloids? Gold. And guess what it stops doing? It stops your aging processes, keeps your bones from aching, and all this other stuff.
Well, there is just that little bit of information that you got right there, right? That's what I'm talking about. I mean, there's guys out there that talk about hemp and alternative medicines of all sorts. the body's a chemistry set. You're three quarters water, you know. And when your body chemistry gets out of whack, you get sick. There's a lady out there, Lorraine Davis, I think is her name, Dr. Lorraine. Anyway, she wrote a book called Diseases Don't Just Happen. And she breaks down in that book the whole thing. You know, you throw your chemistry out of whack, then if you ain't got certain minerals, then your body gets sick. If you're dehydrated, you get sick, so on and so forth. And we have all this technology. We have all this knowledge. This isn't something that just popped up overnight. Sometimes it's been around for thousands of years. The Native American Indians, do they go to the drugstore every time they get sick? No, they know what plants to use and what not to use. We have the sum of the vast knowledge of all of humanity here on the internet at access to our fingertips.
Yeah.
If we can't solve the problem now, we'll never be able to solve it.
I watch a lot of stuff. I mean, I jump all over the place on YouTube. I watch a lot of NASA stuff. I mean, NASA never a straight answer. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
But, anyhow.
NASA sends a rover supposedly to Mars and takes a crappy camera with them. Who does
and
that?
They see a humanoid using the solar panels.
Yeah. Yeah, who does that?
And have you seen how they supposedly got three pyramids on the moon?
Yeah,
you got
Mars looks like the Atacama Desert.
What?
Mars looks like the Atacama Desert.
No.
Really?
I mean, even Tesla said that he had communications from Mars.
Look, I know that we can do a lot of things. I know we could travel through space and time if we want. It's just a matter of, are we going to sit around and allow governments of the world to tell us what we can't do when we know doggone good and well that those things can be done? You know, the average Joe out there, this is what I want the average Joe to understand. You're not helpless in any means. If you think the planet's in trouble, it's something as simple as you go out in your backyard and you look down in your creek and there's an old tire in there and you don't think it belongs there, drag it out, all right?
Exactly.
You know, it's that simple.
One person can make a difference.
Yeah, clean up your own neighborhood and you'll send that ripple, because when your yard looks really nice and your neighbor's yard looks like heck and both your yards look like heck, nobody cares. But when your yard starts looking better, there's
yeah, everybody else starts cleaning up
yeah.
the yard.
Hey, my yard's looking bad compared to yours. I'm going to do some cleaning.
That happens all the time. I do a lot of remodeling on houses. And it's like every house that I remodel, we get to the outside and we start doing the outside. And then you start seeing all the neighbors going out, trimming their trees, doing all the stuff to make the house look good.
Yeah, the best business plan is whenever you go out there to paint somebody's outside of their house or do some siding on there, do a beautiful job, and then the neighbors see that, and that, you don't even have to advertise. They'll tell their neighbor, hey, your house looks good. How much that cost, you know?
Yeah. And there's just too much greed. I mean, there's theoretically we're supposed to run out of fuel in 2025. We're not going to have fossil fuels and all this
that
stuff.
That cracks me up, because they showed that you can make fossil fuels in less than 30 minutes.
You can make anything that you want, I think.
The guys over in Europe are taking plastic bottles and making petrol out of it.
You got that thorium, too, that they're talking about, where they can take all the nuclear waste from our power plants and make it to where it's not going to be 40,000 or whatever it is, 40,000 years or however long it is, the breakdown cycle of it.
Brother, we have enough
thorium for all these new power plants as well, too. But
you've messed with the Slayer Exciter, right?
Yeah.
Then the Slayer Exciter basically energizes, sends out a wave out that, and basically energizes the gas inside of that doggone fluorescent bulb, and you get visible light out of it. We have enough nuclear waste on this planet to put enough power in everybody's house throughout the entire planet, and probably 10 or 15 other planets down the line, if we could stretch a wire that long. We have enough nuclear waste on this planet to light every house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Because when that radioactive material is deteriorating, when it's depleting itself, doing its natural deal, it's releasing energy. Well, you got americium in your smoke detector, and it's releasing energy, sending that up to a detector on the other side, and the way that your smoke detector works is that it will recognize a difference in voltage, such as when smoke comes between the energy that the americium's releasing. It tells shows a drop in voltage, and so it turns your smoke detector on and says, get out of the house, it's on fire. Sometimes it's just because I can't cook worth a damn.
You forgot to turn the bedtime.
But either way, that americium will last longer than the doggone smoke detector.
That's crazy.
And so all this radioactive material all over the planet, which everybody thinks is all wasted, go watch the video Nuclear Scare Scam. That's a real hoot.
All right,
you'll like that video. Just go watch it. A guy named Galen Windsor. Just listen to him.
My other video just uploaded, so it's up now. The one with where I powered up the TV and I'm charging my laptop with it.
Cool, I can't wait to see that one. I'll pass it around, too. But the whole key is there's enough radioactive waste on this planet to power this planet for the next thousands of years, all right? And everybody out there can argue every way under the sun. But the fact of the matter is you take a fluorescent light bulb and you plug it into the outlet. You got ballast in there. You're using 120 volts to energize a primary coil in the ballast. That 120 volts goes through a core, which in turn energizes a secondary with finer windings, which takes that voltage and steps it up to about 2,000 volts. All right.
Yeah, so I can light. If I put ballast up to that, I can light neons.
Yeah.
Fluorescence the same way that we would in the house with that generator.
Well, the key is, you didn't do nothing. That's the same amount of voltage that you started with. You still got it.
Everything in it.
You're wasting energy with the standard model because it don't take near as much to light that fluorescent bulb as what you're using to do it. But the key about the thing is, you just change the frequency of that from that 60 hertz up to a higher frequency that now is energizing that gas in that bulb, which is basically lighting that bulb up. And so the same thing can be applied in so many different directions with static electricity, with radioactive waste, that you could put coils around this doggone thing and have all the energy that you want for the next thousands of years. It's so doggone simple. Tesla showed everybody how to do it, you know. And if it hadn't been for, like you said, the greed, the J.P. Morgans of the world, then we would have free energy today. And everybody out there who's complaining about the carbon emissions and all that kind of stuff, first off, start backing the guys like Matthew over here. Start backing all the alternative energy researchers. Start looking back in the 1800s and before, you know, the Hauksbee device, the Wimshurst, the Van de Graaff, all the different people who were doing electricity before electricity was even cool.
All your Maxwell equations, all that stuff.
Huh? Yeah, the Baghdad battery.
Good old Baghdad battery. John Hutchinson again.
Yeah. All of it, see. Everybody thinks that they're so helpless, and that's why I do the things the way that I do them as far as my Mad Science channel, because I'm trying to show you if I can do this out of junk, and you said so yourself. Your skill sets as far as actually building it.
Yeah, I'm not an electrician. Like, I know how to, you know, change bulbs, switch out sockets and plugs. I mean, I can go into a breaker and check my breakers. I mean, I can wire it all, too. I can wire a whole house and do all that. But my skill level when it comes to electronics is I'm not that good when it comes down to your mathematical equations and breaking down energy and using resistors and transistors and diodes and all this stuff. I don't know how to make circuitry.
Let me tell you something about math.
If it's already built, I'll plug it in.
Let me tell you something about math. I told a friend of mine we were talking about doing the Pop Boat competition, and surprisingly enough, even as many subscribers as I got on there, nobody put a submission in to build a Pop Boat. But we were sitting around having a conversation about math, and he said, because I told him anything you can make on one size, you can scale it up or scale it down, vice versa. Oh. And so he's like, well, no, the math don't work out. You can't scale it up because of this, and it won't work because of that. You know, the laws of physics kind of stuff like that. And I said, look, brother, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, when I make my boat, I won't even measure it. If I do, I'll use like a string for a measurement, all right? won't put any kind of measurement in it whatsoever, and I guarantee you I'll get it to work. And I did. Now, you see the video that I put out, the boat is obviously not moving very fast. I took absolutely no pride in the paint job. I actually set it fire on the first time around and then rebuilt it with Bondo. It's a crappy looking boat.
That's what matters.
And it moved under its own power. It only had two coils in there. Now, if I refine that, I could build a full-size version of the same doggone boat, and you'd have a solid-state boat motor that never had any moving parts. All you had to do was heat up the coils in order to get the doggone thing to go. But there was no math involved.
What's his name? Using his capacitors to start his car.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? How he switched it all over, and now they're using capacitors to start their vehicles and stuff, and he's leaving it over a week when he left on the airport.
Yep, and then come back and started it again. The whole key is we got the solutions. I want the average Joe out there to understand that you can make a difference in this world. You're not going to get it through any representation. You know, calling your senator and your congressman and all that. You know, if that makes you feel any better, and you think that it's at least something to try. Call them up, but don't rely on that. Just go out there, clean up your own neighborhood, network with your neighbors out there, get the emergency plans together with your families or whatever. And if the military is going to do what the military has been doing and you want a backup plan, then do what the Constitution told you to do. You know, everybody out there is part of the militia. You got to be the last line of defense for your nation. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. I hope it never comes down to that. But either way,
they don't disarm us all.
Well, you know that's where you got to make your stand. You don't allow them to do it. You know.
Yeah.
But like this, it was funny because they had this gun deal one time. The government buying back guns. Guys were taking their old crappy guns and going and getting $100 that the government was going to give them for the guns, and then they walked across the street to the gun show and bought them a better one.
Well, I don't even think it's about guns. I mean, why don't you put the price of a bullet to about $5,000? See how many people get shot then.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Everybody can have a gun. Just put the price of the bullet up.
My preference.
Make it to where it couldn't be replicated so easy. I mean, it's not that hard to make a bullet shell, but
my preference is that nobody gets shot. My preference is that instead of making bullets, we make things that can take care of people, you know?
Exactly, like how Tesla made his little things to help with the skin and all that stuff.
But on the same sense, while you're standing in the midst of evil in the cesspool of life, then you gotta be prepared, you know? The good Lord didn't say lay down to evil. He didn't say that you had to give in, submit to evil. You know, you don't. We got to do what we got to do in order to survive long enough to try to make this world a better place. But the key is you can't just say, all right, you know, I'm fed up. I'm going to run out there. I'm going to smash my own windows in my own community. I'm going to fight with the cops and this and that. You know, what do you got? When it's all said and done, when the smoke clears, they still got the gold, they still got the guns, they still got the power, and you're in a community where you can't even get a job because you done smashed your own stuff up. If I was a business owner, I wouldn't go back into a riot zone.
Oh.
You know, get out there, work with your neighbors. Educate your neighbors in a respectful manner. I mean, show them how to do aquaponics or hydroponics. Show them how to garden. Show them how to create their own free energy.
Like I was telling you earlier, I don't know if you've heard of, I think it's ionized alkaline water. Whenever you put a 6-volt DC charge, you put the negative and the positive in their containers, and then it electrolytes all your water and separates all your bad contaminants out of it.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
I'm going to try that out. I got my 2 Zephyr Hills bottles and all that stuff. I got my titanium washers and so on and so forth so it doesn't rust in there.
They've been using electrolysis to do colloidal silver, or however you pronounce that.
Yeah. But I think that's even good for you, too, is that, if you have an acidic body, you're prone to cancer, you have an alkaline body, you're going to stay healthy. So yep. You are what you eat.
Baking soda. A couple teaspoons of baking soda in a glass of water for 2 weeks raises the alkaline up in your body, gets rid of some of the bad stuff, and then you stop doing it for a while and normalize your body back again.
Never knew that.
Yeah, it's that simple. See, here the thing is makes me mad is basic science gets overlooked. You know, global warming. This was my biggest thorn in my behind because I was a 9-year-old zit-faced geek when I first heard about it. Right? The planet's going to die. We're all going to burn up. You know, the planet's heating up.
And all this other stuff.
And they started talking about
cycle.
Yeah, they started talking about it on the news and they're saying, well, you know, the CO2's getting trapped up in the atmosphere and this and that, and I'm listening to them talk, and I'm saying, hold on a second, that ain't right. And Mom's like, what are you talking about, boy? And I said, Mom, CO2 isn't nothing more than two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, which makes it heavier than oxygen, so it displaces oxygen. So at 10,000 feet is the highest you can go without supplemental oxygen. How is it that if oxygen can't make it up there, that CO2 is getting up there?
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah. Like it's blowing in the wind.
Yeah. So, you know, it just, come on, man. Plants, drive down the road. Everybody, today, when you're driving down the road, if it's summertime out here, look off the side of the road and tell me how many times you see mowers off to the side of the street. There's a reason why the mowers are out there all the time. That's because all them cars driving down there, which produce carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide, which is one oxygen atom connected to one carbon atom, are feeding the plants, the weeds, all the way down the road. The weeds, that's through a process called photosynthesis, scrub off the sugar or the carbon and turn it into sugar, and it's plant food. So wherever the CO2 or the carbon monoxide is, the plants are growing good. They're fat. They're high on the hog. They're obese.
Because they like it. They feed off of it. And they create the oxygen for us to breathe.
Yeah. We have a symbiotic
relationship. Cutting down all the forests, all the natural reserves and parks to build power plants.
Yep. And we don't need to, man, because all over this planet there is lightning going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is a static charge in the air. There's a thermal energy, hydro energy. There's so many different ways. Tesla did a radiant energy patent, pulling energy out of the air. All of this stuff. The atmospheric group. They've got two 200-foot poles up in the air, wire with nanocarbon on there. They're picking up 2,000 volts and bringing it down and charging up capacitor banks. And now they're up to 9,000 volts. All right?
Natural earth antenna.
Yeah. So why couldn't we take and harness all that lightning, man? Why couldn't we tap into the volcanoes to heat our water, the thermoelectrics? I mean, nature has so much power. The ocean waves coming in and out, the rivers going down. There are so many different ways to create alternative energy, but the key is this, man. Think about this for a second. They want to fight global warming. And so they say, well, buy solar, buy wind. But then when you buy solar and you buy wind, all the power companies are boo-hooing that we got to have tax money because they're taken out of our pocket. All right? Well, if you want to save the planet, then you should be out there telling everybody, hey, it's mandatory. You got to get a solar panel because we're polluting the planet, and solar panels don't. So instead of that, the folks that are going out getting solar panels, now they're trying to tax them. They're trying to tax them on the wind. They're trying to tax them on the air. You can't even collect rainwater without going in jail some places.
Wow.
Yeah. So, what is the planet dying or is it not dying? Or is it more that your wallet's dying and you don't like it?
You're gonna have to buy airtime to breathe before you know it. You're gonna be taxed on the air you breathe.
That's right. You're gonna have to pay a carbon tax because you're breathing out. And here's something that nobody thought about. All right. Do you like flat soda pop?
No.
Well, you better get used to it, brother, because carbon dioxide is in soda pop, a carbonated water, little bubbles in there. You're gonna have to drink flat soda.
I don't drink soda that often. I'm big on soy milk and all that stuff because all the GMOs that they put in the milk.
Well,
so I try to watch my diet as well.
Well, that's a good thing.
I drink all natural juices. Every now and then I'll indulge soda.
But
that, that's really bad for you.
But if you do want a soda,
like coffee.
But if you do want a soda, you better get your credit card out and pay that carbon tax, because you ain't having no carbonated water, buddy. That's all.
I just don't understand it. I've seen some videos on what they're doing with the cattle and how they get the milk out and what these cows look like when they're getting the milk. There ain't no way.
I got to add Barry to this call because he just tried to call in here. Let me see if I can get him in here. Yeah, I did a video called Caveman Killed the Dinosaur. Did you see that one?
Caveman Killed the Dinosaur.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think dinosaurs and man walk together.
Yeah,
there's
well,
too much evidence out there that says that they didn't.
I believe they did too, but either way, Caveman Killed a Dinosaur had to do with the methane, because he was talking about how now, you know, cows produce methane when they burp and fart, right?
So well, could you imagine what a dinosaur would do?
Yeah, what that's what I said. Imagine the old poor caveman, he's sitting there, he's like rubbing two sticks together, got to get this fire going because he's got to stay warm, and then the dinosaur rips one out, and then that spark hits that methane. You want to talk about global warming? All
right,
well...
National chain effect right there.
Yeah, that's how it happened. The dinosaur farted, the caveman got blowed off the map, and so did the dinosaur. Mm-hmm. All right, that's, you know...
I mean, you had all your big old your giants and all them back then, too. I've seen a lot of videos and pictures of, 12, 13, 32 feet people.
Well, the Bible talks about stuff like that. David and Goliath is one of the stories. You know, okay, look. People will mock that book and mock it and mock it, but you got to say something about this thing. First off, the Ten Commandments, the basic laws of common sense, you know, thou shalt not kill, that was a good thing to say, all right? And then the information, the morals, the stories in there, I mean, the end of the book where it talks about society, wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famine, pestilence, and so on and so forth. Now, you take that book and step back and look at the big picture and tell me somebody a couple thousand years ago didn't have a little bit of insider information.
Yep.
All right, well, now we can argue about that till we're blue in the face, but the fact of the matter is, you look around you, and if you can't see a miracle, then you're blind.
Yep.
All right, there's... We have...
I can't comment no more.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we need to do. We need to
Everybody's
there a way to grow common sense?
well, everybody's tuned in all their, you know, YouTube passions and their daily lives. I got to go to work, come home, and then watch my soap operas. Instead of educating themselves like they used to back in the old days. All they had to do back in the old days was sit in front of a book, learn, work.
Yeah, well, you know, I think about it a lot. I think about how life was back in the day, and you know, I was born in the 60s and went through the 70s and 80s, so I saw the hippies and all the good stuff throughout the entire history from the 60s to the 80s.
We're coming but there again, don't worry.
When I think about when I was a child, how people were respectful to one another, how they said yes sir, yes ma'am, open doors for ladies, and they treated each other decently, they knew their neighbor's name, they went over and helped their garden, helped neighbor's garden, and they shared vegetables with each other. Society has changed so drastically in that short bit of time there.
And it's only taken a matter of years. I mean, it's not like it's taken centuries or anything like that, decades. I mean, it's happened dramatically. I mean, I'm 32. I remember when I bought my first computer when I was in ninth grade, and I spent $3,500 on a Mac back then. I mean, now I can go get me a laptop for $300.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just shows how far in advance we've come in such a short amount of time.
We've advanced technologically, but we've de-evolved humanity.
Because we're not coming together as a whole like we should.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, everybody knows it, and nobody does it. Everybody's scared.
Well, we can't say nobody, because here we are. We've been joined by Barry. Hi,
Barry.
We are out there at least sending the ripples out. All right, so the networks have been growing for as long as I've been on here, as long as I can remember. The Scotty Sovereigns, TCT 1800, Awake Radio, Shake and Wake Radio, all the different Shaziz Radio, all the different networks out there, individuals coming together. And if you think just getting on a shout box and telling everybody what's going on in the world doesn't make a difference, and you think ain't nobody listening, you better think again.
Yeah.
It's as simple as, like I said, a smile on your face. If you could follow that smile from your face to somebody else, all the way, you'd be surprised at how many people in this world that you would affect just by smiling.
Well, exactly. I mean, people can feel that aura around it. I mean, you can tell them, you got certain people that are just walk into an area and they've unlocked, like, whatever, your chi is what some people call it. You've reached a different state inside of yourself. And people can see it. I mean, a guy like Joel Osteen, I mean, he's cool, he's a good pastor. I mean, something wrong with him. But, I mean, every time you see him, you can tell he's cheerful and happy, and he'd be a nice person to be around. I mean, that's the type of point that you're talking about, you know?
Well, Barry, you better get some word in. We're getting down to the wire down there, brother.
Well, it always seems like I get in here at the last minute. Well, you know, everybody out there probably right now in the internet world got a little bit of a knot in their stomach because we see events unfolding right now in the United States of America that are just absolutely mind-boggling. I've been thinking and looking into it. I don't want to get off subject here, but it's something that's really, really near and dear to me right now. It's the Jay Helm operation going on in the States. As far as right now, I think we really have to start screaming at our fellow man because I think this operation is going to go hot shit. Everything I've looked into, I spent probably 30 or 40 hours this week reading every piece of information that I can get my hands on.
Well, I think you're right. That deal that's going on, is it Boston right now where there's a riot going on? That could be the key.
On the 2 minutes I got in here today, this is all I say to people out there, that if ever before in history in your life that you got on the phone and talked to your friends and neighbors and sat down and had a conversation with your family and get in their faces and get them to look at what's going on right now, because I honestly feel, guys, that the window of opportunity is going to close on it. And it's going to close in such a way, Manap is going to close on it in such a way that it's going to absolutely blindside the American public. We know that the militias, we know that everybody's aware of it. Everybody in the alternative media world right now has a knot in their stomach over this issue. And that's all I wanted to pipe in and say on today's show, is that I think that anybody out there that's listening to anything you have to say right now should really be paying attention to what's going on inside of America right now, as the window, like I said, might just close in.
Amen, bro.
We're not going to be able to open it, guys. When this window closes, it's not like, okay, we're going to have another election, get another president in there. When this window closes, and I'm going to say this with much, much truth in my heart as I can say, that this window closes, it's not going to open again. You got to tie in real quickly. We've got to look at everything that's going on right now in the States. We've got to look what's going on in the United Nations with the ratification of the small arms treaty, how it's all tied into this operation, the dates of these ratifications, how it's going to be brought to the public, and what kind of this absolute civil unrest is going to cause. And they're preparing for it, folks. They're sending the military in place.
Yeah.
They've got the toys. You know, they're putting military assets underground right now. I've read many, many reports. I was talking to a marshal in the States here 2 days ago. I'm not going to mention his name, but I've been really, really pursuing this issue, guys. And they are hiding military assets underground right now. They are moving UN and international troops into America right now, and they are being stored underground. We know they have the complexes. When the time comes, they're going to be unleashed. I am really, with the bottom of my heart, warning everybody out right now that this should be on the top of your list of priority.
That's what I was saying earlier. You know, if there was
something you're saying.
No, you're fine, and I'm just verifying what you're saying. That if there was ever a time in history to stand up and use the gifts that you've been given, it's now.
It's not just standing behind the computers and talking. It's getting out there and getting into your elected representative's face. Get in there and talk to your friends and neighbors. I walk around with a smile on my face all day long yesterday. And you know how many people I started conversations with? Many people I started conversations with. Just because you walk in with a smile, you walk up to a total stranger and say, how are you doing? How's your day going? And boom, you're into a conversation. This is the time in history we need to do that, folks.
Yep.
I'm together. I agree with you.
And the best time to stop World War III is before it even starts. Nip it in the bud, like they say.
Like he was just talking about, like I've watched the videos where they're trying to do this one world order, and I believe when that window closes, we ain't going to have a choice. Like, you think we're free now, or we don't have freedom now? Wait until another nation gets their butt in here.
Oh, yeah. And once foreign troops get in here and start firing on American citizens, by God, you know these... It's not just going to be rednecks. It's going to be militias. It's going to be gangs. It's going to be...
In the training facilities that they're using?
Yeah.
That they're training the police with? And how they're...
Yeah.
Like, normally, you would think that they're going to be in, like, suburban areas. I mean, these places are like a subway. Houses with moms with babies holding a gun. I mean, that's what they're training for.
Exactly. And if you look at it, guys, all the pieces are coming together right now. All these pieces that don't mean a lot in the past are all coming together. And it's really starting to show the picture. And I'm just, like I said, to this. I'm at peace with myself because of my religious beliefs, but I'm really, really in turmoil right now for the human race, which is about to be unleashed on it.
Yeah.
People are going to be completely blindsided. There's going to be gnashing of teeth. There's going to be people cursing and swearing.
Yep.
And the thing you got to remember, guys, you know, in the technological age we live in, you know, this government that is overseeing us has toys in their arsenal that we don't even know about. And when this time comes, my biggest fear and concerns are they're going to unleash some of these toys on the human race. And I don't care how many militia you've got in the United States of America. If they are zapping us from space, or if they unleash a biological weapon, or if they collapse the dollar, I don't care how many militia you have.
The only reason why I even bring up the militias is that it's not going to be pretty. When we talk about civil unrest, we're talking about right now. I can walk outside. I can go in my yard and it's perfectly safe. There's nothing out there. But we're talking about it's going to be in your backyard. Everything.
Yeah, be right at your corner. You're going to have military and police and everybody on standby everywhere telling you what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they're setting it up, guys. I mean, people have to sit back and go, wow, okay, you bring all these military assets inside the United States of America, which is a direct contradiction of Ocasio-Cortez with 100 grand set, which is a...
Posse Comitatus?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, that one there. Well, that's a direct violation. Yet American people are just going, oh, this is great. This is a very, very, very monumental event in history, guys, in American history, in world history. We're not seeing it just in America. We're seeing it unleashed right now, right across the planet. We see what's going on in Britain right now. We see what's going on in Canada. The absolute mass acceleration on personal and private rights. It is coming at light speed right now, and all I can say is please, folks, take the time and look at these issues, because I believe right now there's nothing more important in our lives.
Well, in my view, it's going to take a literal divine intervention to save humanity. And I'm, you know, I talked about a story earlier before you came on there about Abraham in the Bible when he was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, and he's asking if he could find, you know, he started off up there in about 50 or so and went all the way down to about 10 people and asked God would he spare the city if he could find 10 righteous men in this deal. But he wasn't able to find 10 righteous men in the deal. It was that corrupt. And I'm afraid that history
right back there again.
Is repeating itself, you know. It says in the Bible, says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Folks.
And only this time we got to do what Noah didn't do.
Yeah.
And we need to finish the job that God told him to do instead of wandering in the desert for 40 years.
Folks, we've been given such an amazing, wonderful gift. And however you think it got here, whatever your personal, spiritual, or non-spiritual beliefs, the fact of the matter remains the same exact thing I've been shouting to all four points of the compass. We're on this boat together, and when this boat sinks, it's not just me that's going down, it's you, it's your family, it's your children, and we got to get our act together. We ain't got the time to play around. This is the do or die. This is the
crunch.
Yeah, this is it.
You know, it's people like us who don't have to worry about anything. But if the time does come, you all know that we're going to a better place.
Yeah, but in the meantime, just like Barry said, it's not. I'm not troubled. I'm not troubled for my own soul. I'm troubled for humanity and as a whole. It's because as if you know, if your brother's ever gotten in trouble before, and you know your brother's getting in trouble, you don't want your brother being punished. All right?
No, you want to guide him and help him.
Yeah, and so you know when it all comes down to, you know, even the bully that beat me up when I was a kid, I had mercy in my heart for that bully, you know, because it's still another human. It's my brother, even though he did something stupid or whatever. The whole thing is, I don't want to see that. I wouldn't wish anything that I've seen in my dreams and visions. I wouldn't want to wish it on the worst person on the planet, because it's that bad.
And I just don't understand why people can't help other people out for what you are, you know, like in my trade, so on and so forth. I mean, I can remodel houses, like make them look better than new, and you know that's my trade. But you know, what if I needed my teeth fixed or something? I mean, why don't I know a dentist that would be like, hey, can you help me remodel my bathroom, and then, you know, I can fix your teeth? I mean, that's just an example, but
yeah,
that's what society I think we should be in.
There's so much. But either way, you know, my fear, like I said, it isn't for myself. It's for the rest of humanity. I see this world so different, and I know you guys do as well. But I see what this planet could be. I see what the world could be. I see the gifts that were given to us. And in this dream that I had, I sat there on the seashore, and I watched the very last sunrise of humanity as the... everything went into total darkness, off into the abyss. And to me, that was the most lonely, sad feeling. And the last words that came out of my mouth in this dream was, what a waste. And so with that said, folks, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Thank you, Barry, so much for being you. And thank you, Matthew, for coming on the show and everything. And I hope you guys join me again soon. And I hope we do have another show. I hope that all this doesn't happen overnight. I hope that we can get something going on where people start understanding to work with each other, because we're in this together.
Amen. And time's getting short, gentlemen.
Amen, guys. You guys take care. Peace and love to everybody. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
But if I went round saying I was an emperor, Just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right. All right.
Always looking to fill the turbo and the knights of the round table.